you know, it's not really a 10 minutes or less segment. It's more of a kind of interesting story. So about a week and a half ago, I'd say, two people came in, and I was the only one kind of here at that point. And it was a mother-daughter duo. And they said, we have a story, and we wonder if you're the people to go to tell our story. And I said, well, you know, let me hear you out, and I will see. And so we'll start with right now your classical NPR, Minnesota Public Radio's classical radio station, has a contest going on right now called the Karen Larson Classical Prize.
Okay.
And Karen Larson was a lover of the arts, one of the big volunteers and funders of classical NPR for a long time, right? And so they started this award specifically for youth to compete in. And the people that came in, the daughter, Anna P. Wakely, is a Northfield area student, and she is one of the two finalists in this contest.
Okay.
So there's two categories for this contest in this, and there's the emerging artist and the pre-professional musician. Mm. And she's one of the two in the emerging artists contest.
Okay.
And why do we tell you all this today? Not only because I have a few of her songs queued up and we want to hear a little bit, but also they need our support. They said that everyone can go to the people to rally the votes. But this is a voting contest at the end of the day. So people go to your classical NPR's website,
mm-hmm.
and you can watch videos of them of the different contestants performing. And also, then go vote on who you think should win. And why is this a big deal? Because the winners in each category will receive a cash prize, a recording session at Minnesota Public Radio to hear on your classical NPR. Of course, a pretty big deal for people. And a chance to perform in front of the NPR board of directors.
Wow.
And this cash prize is also $7,500.
Nice.
So it's a big deal,
right? It's a big deal.
And Anna is one of the two finalists in this emerging artist category. So today we are rallying the troops, if you will. We are putting it out there. We'll have the link to this in the podcast on our website under the morning show tab today. But also, if you go to yourclassical.org/Karen Larson Prize, or mm-hmm. just Google the Karen Larson Prize, you'll find it. Click the vote button, and you can find it there. And
is it Karen K-A-R E-N?
I-N.
So I-N.
K-A-R-I-N.
Okay.
And then Larson with an
okay.
L.
Got it.
With an E.
Got it.
And this is a big deal, too, because voting's open until the end of tomorrow. So we get those votes in today, where this is kind of the last hurrah. The winners will be announced next week. So why don't we play one of the first songs?
All right.
We have two songs queued up, and then we'll come back in a minute.
All right.
Recorded here in the KYMN studios last week. That was Anna Wakely, one of the two finalists, a Norfolk area student, and one of the two finalists in the Karen Larson Your Classical Prize, with voting open until the end of tomorrow, so go vote by just kind of Googling that or going to yourclassicalNPR or yourclassical.org. The interesting thing about this contest is that you have to be a high school student, ages 14 to 18. So these are young musicians, and as you people heard in that piece, a very well done young musicians.
That's a pretty good fiddle player. Right
yeah,
there.
And this is, you know, when you think about a statewide competition like this, to really, you know, they don't say in the website how many people applied initially. I mean, they might not ever say that publicly how many people applied that the board finalized down to these two contestants, but it's a pretty extraordinary accomplishment. I know that she's had a lot of great local musicians help and help mentor and guide her through this process to teaching this. And that's one of the benefits of, I'm sure, having the great music schools that we have at, like, St. Olaf, for example.
Right.
So there's, when you go to actually vote, there's information on both candidates. So if you want to read, they have like a little questionnaire if you want to read answers and such about each of them. And, you know, again, a video of different songs they performed too, because you're supposed to judge it based on the videos they've submitted, right? But, yeah, here's just a few of these songs. If I'm correct, the second song here is the song, same songs that she submitted to NPR. So this is the being judged on song, if you will.
This is the Mendelssohn Concerto in E minor. Anna P. Wakely with Mendelssohn Concerto in E minor. That's amazing. I mean, so what we know about Anna is she did not graduate this year.
Mm-hmm.
So at best, she's a rising senior.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to play like that at that age is, to be able to play something like that and make it work the way she does, it's more than just reading the notes off the page. You have to understand that music. You have to have a pretty good base in theory and understand how those notes all work together.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to have a great ear too, which I don't know. I mean, I know my music, but I don't know classical music hardly at all. What I know about it is that, to play it well takes years and years and years of study and practice. Like, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And this is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. Anna P. Wakely, She's up for the Karen Larson Prize.
Yes, indeed.
And you go to MPR, Minnesota Public Radio.
Just Google Karen Larson's, and you'll find it on the classical page of NPR's website.
Okay.
Voting closes tomorrow, so vote, get that vote in today and such.
Everybody vote for Anna Wakely.
Emerging artist category. You got to make sure you select the right category.
In the emerging artist category.
There's two of them.
So. Okay. You said the prize is $7,500?
$7,500.
Wow.
Plus.
And on gets to air, play a thing on NPR's radio. So
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's the kind of thing that springs you to Juilliard or Berkeley or someplace like that.
Indeed.
That's awesome.
So bringing a little bit of classical music.
Yeah.
We say we play everything here on KYMN. Here's truly to playing everything.
Yeah, thank you for rounding that out for us.
I don't know if we play classical all that often.
The Bohemian folk polkas are coming next week, I'm pretty sure. So
I'll be off. I'll be taking some vacation.
All right. Logan, that was great. Thank you.
There you go.
Everyone go vote Anna.